Morning Watch, training on Joshua, Judges, and Ruth Review, Week 2. Message 12, Taking the Way of Life in the Lord's Recovery, Saturday. Related Verses, John 1:4, In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 10:10b, I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. John 11:25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even if he should die, shall live. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Matthew 7:13-14, Enter in through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter through it. Because narrow is the gate, and constricted is the way that leads to life, and few are those who find it. Colossians 3:3-4, For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. John 6:57, As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. Romans 8:2-6, For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. 1 John 3:14, We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. He who does not love abides in death. Message 12, Taking the Way of Life in the Lord's Recovery. In this concluding word on the book of Ruth, I have the burden to cover a very crucial point in Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. The crucial point is that these books show us one picture with two sides. One side concerns God's move in his economical spirit, the spirit of power. The other side concerns God's move in his essential spirit, the spirit of life. With all the judges, and even with Joshua and Caleb, we can see only the work, the move of God in power. In the books of Joshua and Judges, it is hard to find even a hint of God's move in his life. In contrast, the book of Ruth is a book not of power, but of life. Ruth was outstanding in life. The purpose of the book of Ruth is not to tell us anything concerning power, but to reveal the things of life to the uttermost. Naomi made it clear to Ruth that she had no capacity to produce a husband for her who could redeem her and bring forth a descendant for her father-in-law, Elimelech. Feeling that the situation was hopeless, Naomi encouraged Ruth to return to her mother's house in order to have a future. Ruth's reply was full of life. She would go with Naomi forever. Being with her in poverty, Ruth said to Naomi, Do not entreat me to leave you and turn away from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you dwell, I will dwell. And your people will be my people. And your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. Jehovah, do so to me and more as well. If anything but death parts me from you. This is the real spirit of the New Testament believers, to follow Jesus by forsaking everything, parents, children, relatives, houses, and so forth. This is the way of life revealed in the New Testament. In his contact with Ruth at the threshing floor that night, Boaz was absolutely restrained, not moved, in his lust, absolutely different from the lust-indulging judges. Boaz blessed Ruth and highly appraised her. Then he told her that he was willing to bear his responsibility according to God's ordinance to redeem Elimelech's inheritance. Yet he would not overstep the one who was ahead of him in this matter. Here Boaz seemed to be saying, "Daughter, wait until tomorrow. Yes, I am your kinsman, and we are free in God. But there is another kinsman who is closer to you than I am, and he must be allowed to go ahead of me. If I do not care for him in this matter, the holy people of God will condemn me for overstepping. Let the other kinsman go ahead of me. If he is not willing to do the kinsman's duty for you, I will do it for you." Boaz was lawful in every way, and his being lawful was based not on power but on life. This shows that Boaz had the highest standard of life. In the Lord's recovery, should we take the way of the judges to be powerful and to do a great work? If we take the way of the judges instead of the way of life, whatever we accomplish will mean nothing. Not one judge was a forefather of Christ. The judges had nothing to do with keeping the line in humanity to bring in God in his incarnation. It was Ruth and Boaz who participated in keeping this line. However, they did not fight a war. They did not exercise any power. It is crucial for us to see that only life can bring Christ forth. Only life can keep the lineage, maintaining the thin line to bring God into humanity, to produce Christ and to minister Christ and to supply the entire human race with Christ. This was done not by the judges, but by Ruth and Boaz, who took the way of life. In the Lord's recovery, I have very much promoted the gaining of the increase. But I do not mean that we should try to gain the increase by being a Samson or a Gideon. I would rather have no increase and keep my genuineness in life. I would rather be without any power, without any result from the work, and remain in the line that brings forth Christ out of eternity into time, that brings forth Christ with his divinity into humanity. Amen.